Good day, everyone. I got three verses to put before you. I'll put it in the chat. First one is in Luke 9:23. And he said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Second text, Acts 17:11. These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scripture daily whether those things were so. Hebrews 3:13, but exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Let's pray. Lord, we have your word. We have the Holy Spirit. We have all what we need to obey you, to honor you, to bring glory to your name. It is our prayer, Lord, as we look at your word, to be an encouragement to each one of us. Lord, we need it. That is why we are praying before the throne of grace in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ's name. Amen. So, you notice a word that has come in those verses, the word daily. The blessing of daily obedience. That's the title of my little exhortation and meditation today. So, the first one, the step one to state in my daily obedience is what? To deny myself, take up my cross, and follow him. As someone said, every morning when you get out of bed, you must step in your grave to die to self. Many things could be said on that verse, but it's the first step that I must do daily. This daily obedience. Second step is when we talk about those Christians who were searching the scripture daily. Daily obedience, first, to deny self, take up my cross and follow him. Second step of daily obedience is to search the scripture. If I do the first one, the first step, then I'll do the second one. The third step is a consequence of the first two steps. That he says, I exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you harden through the deceitfulness of sin. So daily, I am to deny myself, to take up my cross, to follow him, to search the scripture, and then put that in action. How? By exhorting one another daily. And I believe that what we're doing every day is exactly what the Lord wants. As we daily take time to pray, because as we pray, something is happening in each of our lives, and that's so important. So I was thinking in view of that, as especially Hebrew 3:13, exhort one another daily. As we are come to the united call of prayer, what are the blessings that we encounter? And before I do look at that, I was thinking about a hymn. Oh, I always love singing. And the hymn that came to my mind was, count your blessing. When upon life billows you are tempest-tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord hath done. Is the Lord has done something in your life, in my life, since we have started to pray? Well, I hope so. I wouldn't be here because I know the blessing it gives. And I am blessed just coming. Even if I pray or I don't pray, I am blessed. And I have 5 points to give you of the blessing of coming to the call. There may be more. If you have more, just send it to me. But I have five things that are a blessing, which goes with I exhort, because we need exhortation. We know it's mean coming by the side of someone and helping him. And we want to be help one another. I am convinced 100%. If I would be on my own, I would never do it. I wouldn't be able to be every day to pray. Oh, I would do it a bit, but I would find it so hard. But knowing that my dear brother and my dear sister are there to pray, it's an encouragement for me to do it. Even if I don't feel it, no, we don't go by feeling, but we go by the word of God. Because feeling, I might feel like praying today, but tomorrow, I don't know. But I want to follow the Lord and to deny myself, search the scripture as we are doing right now, and then to exhort one another in prayer. So the first blessing, the blessing of obedience. The blessing of daily obedience to the Lord in praying. Praying is a command. God tells us to pray without ceasing. And many verses could be said. First of all, we are to pray. 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 1. So, the blessing of obedience to the Lord. We are blessed when we obey the Lord. When we disobey the Lord, we know it brings problem and difficulties. But when we pray, we know we are doing God's word. So, first thing, the blessing of being obedient to the Lord's command to pray. The second one, the blessing, that's a hard one, to be rebuked, to be corrected, to be exhorted, as we have read in Hebrews chapter 3. To be rebuked. Now, I'm going to make two things. And our brother Curtis did speak on that distraction. You know, I don't know, but I'm distracted easily when I see all you, dear brothers and dear sister. And sometimes we are doing things that distract others. Usually we're going to be looking at the one who is praying. But usually when we pray, our eyes are closed. But let us be careful. When somebody gives the meditation, if you want to eat, please shut the remove. No, it's when I see someone chewing, when somebody is giving the word of God, it's hard for me. No, I get distracted. So just be careful. Or when you're moving, you notice when somebody moves with his iPhone or something, you look at him and then you get all like at sea. No, yo, that's being rebuked. But it's a blessing. Why? Because it showed me that I need to be careful and reverent. So, the blessing of being rebuked, the blessing of being exhorted, as we pray together, we are learning one another, and we're not perfect. We are convinced of that, for sure. So, that's the second blessing. First, the blessing of obeying God, the blessing of being rebuked. Third one, the blessing of sharing our burden. Our brother mentioned that verse. We are to weep with those who weep, rejoice with those that rejoice in Romans chapter 12. And our common burden, which is revival. Because we see the situation around us and we need to pray. So that's a third blessing. Sharing our burden. Knowing that my brother and my sister pray for me. And I know some dear one on the call that really pray for me. I'm so thankful for that. That's the greatest of all the blessing. Fourth one. The blessing of the discipline of prayer. Oh, I was in the army for many years. But discipline, it's not something that easy. And discipline and disciple go together. You cannot be a disciple without being disciplined. So we have the discipline of prayer. Pray without ceasing. We have all those exhortations. That's another blessing. And then I put it last. The blessing of knowing the family of God. Now, when I think I know now Christian in South Africa, in Australia, in Ireland, and South America, it's a blessing. So that's our the blessing of coming to the call. So that is why we keep on going. We want to persevere in our united prayer, because that's where the blessing comes. But if you notice something, in each of the blessings that I mentioned, the blessing of obedience, the blessing of being rebuked, of sharing our burden, the blessing of discipline, the blessing of knowing other brothers and sisters, it demands a desire for it. We want to be desirous of doing God's will. And we want, Lord, whatever it costs, to keep on doing it, praying, interceding for revival. So that's my little thought about the blessing of coming with you daily. That's the word I want to remember. Daily, to deny and take our cross, follow him, to daily search the scripture, and then daily exhort one another. For his glory's sake, amen.